16. Another fight.
At last, gloated Alvin the Treacherous, smiling down at the petrified Hiccup. Now see where your precious heroism has got you. Dead before you even get your first chest hair. Where is the firestorm before you die?
Hiccup looked straight up into Alvin the Treacherous's murderous, scarred face. Now that he knew he was about to die, he wasn't scared at all. And he wasn't going to give Alvin the satisfaction of thinking that he was frightened. Hiccup began to sing. And for some reason, the first song that came into his head was that ridiculous song that was one of Stoic's favourites, which just happened to be the lullaby that Hiccup's mother, Valhalla Rama, used to sing to him as a baby when she was rocking him to sleep, snuggled up to her armoured breastplate. It was a song that was said to have been made up by Great Hairy Bottom himself many, many centuries before when he first settled in the archipelago.
I didn't mean to come here, and I didn't mean to stay. It's just where the sea wind blew me one accidental day.
Alvin nearly dropped Hiccup, he was so surprised. Alvin expected a person facing death to beg, cry, plead for mercy. He didn't expect them to start singing songs as if they were casually sitting around a campfire.
I was on my way to America, but I took a left turn at the pole, and I lost my shoe in a rainy bog, where my heart got stuck in the hole.
Above them, the thunderclouds were so dark they were almost blue, and lightning crackled between them. Below them, the volcano rumbled ominously in reply. It was almost as if the small boy's voice was trying to placate the storm from above and the storm from below.
What are you doing?
Hissed Alvin, in baffled and furious astonishment, his arm holding the storm blade hesitating above his head.
What are you babbling about? You're about to die here, you fool!
Beyond Alvin's shoulder, Kamikaze and Fishlegs, pinned under the swords of the exterminator, joined in the song.
I've heard that the sky in America is a blue that you wouldn't believe, but my ship hit a rock on these boggy shores, and now I'll never leave.
Alvin began to bring the storm blade down, furious that Hiccup was going to die while apparently happily singing and enjoying himself, rather than afraid and alone. And as his arm carrying the wickedly sharp storm blade swung down, zing! Out of the billowing mustard yellow smoke belching from the volcano behind Alvin's shoulder, a white feathered arrow came singing straight and true towards Alvin's upper arm. The white feathered arrow sank deeply into the weak human flesh of his bicep, and he dropped Hiccup onto the ground with a cry of agony. The pure, clear noise of the young Viking singing rose up and cut through the thunder. And then another voice joined in. A much deeper, rather painfully loud voice, wildly out of tune, and yodeling and zigzagging up and down the scale like a gigantic crow having a fit.
I didn't mean to come here, and I didn't mean to stay, but I lost my heart to the rainy bogs, and I will never go away.
Oh dear, thought Hiccup in surprise. Something terrible really did happen to Humongous's voice when he was in the Lavalout jail forges. That sounds terrible. Through the smoke of the volcano, Humongously Hotshot the Hero came riding. He sat up straight and tall on the back of the white dragon, putting away his bow now and drawing his swords. On his left arm, he was wearing Alvin's bracelet, snaking brightly around his arm.
"Arm yourself, Alvin, you treacherous snake!"
shouted Humongously Hotshot. Alvin whipped his head around to see Humongous riding straight for him, his great swords, the Fire Flash and the Moon Cut, held sternly above his head. Alvin started in horrified surprise and yelled out, "Exterminator!" The dreadful dragon heaved his claws out of the ground around Kamikaze and Fishlegs and came bounding towards his master. Alvin leant down and dragged the arrow out of his arm with his teeth. It was not, unfortunately, a deep wound, and although it bled quite a bit, it did not stop Alvin leaping aboard his exterminator's back and up into the air. And in the swirling smoke of the volcano, the two warriors faced each other for the first time. Alvin pulled down the visor on his fire suit. The dragons, one white, one black, wheeled around each other through the sulphurous smoke, watching for an opening, waiting for a moment to attack.
Now, Humongous, Alvin wheedled. Don't forget, I'm your old pal, Terrific Al. You wouldn't hurt an old friend like me, would you?
But Humongous was full of righteous wrath.
Friend, ha! You never delivered my ruby heart stone. You kept it for yourself.
A ray of sun poking for a moment through the rain-laden clouds bounced accusingly off the ruby in the bracelet, which was now round Humongous's arm. Both men let out a terrible scream simultaneously, and they leapt together, the two warriors' swords meeting with an awful clang of metal against metal, storm blade against fire slash. At exactly the same moment, there was a great crash of thunder. The heavens opened, and it began to pour with rain. Fishlegs and Kamikaze ran towards Hiccup, and all three Vikings huddled together, straining to see what was happening up in the sky. Who was winning the battle in the smoke? The Windwalker appeared out of nowhere and dropped Toothless onto the top of Hiccup's helmet. Toothless looked into Hiccup's eyes, upside down, exhausted but thoroughly overexcited.
Look, I brought Humongous. Toothless saved the day. Toothless a hero, Toothless a hero,
chanted the little dragon jubilantly, letting out a gloating cock-a-doodle-doo of triumph.
Guys,
yelled down Humongous, performing the grapple lunge with full twist as he fought all 10 of the exterminator's sword claws and the storm blade and Alvin's hook on top.
Don't forget the quest!
This may seem like rather obvious advice, but trust me, in the heat of the moment it is quite easy to forget what you came for in the first place.
You've got to get the Firestone in that volcano now, or we're all done for.
Yes, well done, Toothless, but we're not safe yet, said Hiccup, shakily trying to find where Kamikaze had left her waistcoat. But it was difficult to see in this driving downpour. We have to throw the Firestone in the volcano.
I think I put it somewhere over there,
said Kamikaze, uncertainly, pointing vaguely to the right.
Oh, was it somewhere else? I can't quite remember. I mean, honestly, you put something down for one moment and... No, you're right, screeched Toothless, wild with excitement. Toothless, get the Firestone now. Toothless, we the hero for once.
No, Toothless, hang on, said Hiccup, clinging on to one of Toothless's legs. We'll do it, Toothless. Don't worry, we'll do it. But the glory of Humongously Hotshot telling him what a great hero he was had gone quite to Toothless's head.
Hiccup, not to trust Toothless, that's it, isn't it?
Squeaked Toothless huffily.
Toothless, save Hiccup's life, and still Hiccup want to be the big hero all to himself. Well, Toothless a hero now, too, and Toothless can do it all on his own. Just you see.
Toothless leant down and gave Hiccup a painful little nip on the knuckle so that Hiccup let go of his leg with a sharp cry, and Toothless spread out his wings and soared through the rain, with Hiccup running after him, shouting, No, Toothless, wait! But Toothless didn't quite catch the last bit because he was searching the ground for the Firestone.
It's here somewhere. Somewhere. Aha!
The little dragon spotted the already sodden waistcoat with a gleam of gold in it, lying sitting in what was now mud, not very far away, and he swooped up to it, claws outstretched. Crash!
A great crack of lightning skewered through the black sky above. A tremendous rumble of something. It could have been thunder. It could have been the volcano.
"Guys!" shouted down Humongous, swooping down on a cringing Alvin and performing the Grimbeard's grapple, the piercing point, the half-turn demi-plunge, and the deadly double act. Four entirely different and immensely difficult sword plays in quick succession.
"What are you doing down there? You really, really need to get a move on!"
Toothless unwrapped the Firestone from the waistcoat and took a good hold of it. He looked over his shoulder. Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze were running down the mountainside towards him through the driving rain. Hiccup still calling out, "No, Toothless, I'll do it! It'll be..."
Toothless gave a defiant little snort and a toss of his head.
"Toothless, do it on his own," he said,
and lifted the Firestone up in his claws. But the smooth golden surface of the Firestone had become slick and slimy in the driving rain, and Toothless's sharp, pointy little claws didn't have the grip on it that they might have done when it was dry.
"Slippery," groaned Hiccup.
Hiccup, Kamikaze and Fishlegs reached the waistcoat just in time to get an excellent view of the Firestone sliding from Toothless's clutching talons and beginning to roll down the mountainside that they had so painfully, so slowly, so bravely come up.
"Whoops!"
squeaked Toothless guiltily.
Sorry, what a butterclose I am. Don't worry, don't panic, me get it!"
And he made another dive for it, getting in the way of Kamikaze, who was just trying to tackle it from the other direction.
"Got it!"
cried Kamikaze in a split second of triumph before Toothless crashed into her face and knocked the muddy golden stone out of her fingers.
"Whose side are you on, Toothless?"
howled Hiccup as he passed Kamikaze and Toothless sprawled in the mud and pelted after the rolling stone, now gathering speed and bouncing merrily down the steep slope through the soaking, drenching, drowning rain, lightning crashing all around it. On and on it rolled, and with every foot that it bounced, the success of their quest was rolling further and further away from them. Up in the air, despite being mounted on a far superior dragon, Alvin the Treacherous was being thoroughly beaten in the sword fight by Humongously Hotshot the Hero. Humongous had already thrust his spear into one of the exterminator's hearts, and although the creature could still fly because it still had the other heart to keep it going, some of the fight had gone out of it. Can you blame it? Alvin was preparing to desert, for if ever a person knew how to run away when things looked bleak, it was Alvin the Treacherous. But Alvin looked down, and he saw the golden globe rolling down the mountain, with the three little figures and their dragon scrambling, sliding and falling after it. Alvin saw a chance to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. To Humongous's surprise, Alvin stopped the exterminator mid-charge. This was most certainly not considered good barbarian behaviour, running out on a fight, and wheeled his dragon round and swooped after the rolling, fleeing figures and the stone. The ground was flattening out a bit, and the stone slowed a little before colliding with a large rock and coming to an abrupt stop. The windwalker got to it first and looked nervously up at Hiccup, waiting for instructions.
"It stopped!"
called out Kamikaze in relief to the others as she struggled and slipped downwards.
"We can get it now,"
thought Kamikaze.
"We can get it now.
We can get it now."
Three sets of fingers reached out for the stone and...
"Too late!"
crowed Alvin, swooping down on his exterminator and reaching down with his fire suit-gloved hand. He picked up the Firestone and bore it upward, up and up as fast as he could in triumph.
"You are too late! You will never stop the volcano now!"
They were too late. The exterminator was swift of wing, even with a spear stuck in one of its hearts, and it soared up quicker than the white dragon could follow. The volcano gave an angry hiss and a snarl, and then a furious warning belch in a truly gigantic rumble that sent the ground trembling like waves beneath Hiccup's feet. Kamikaze yelled,
"Let's get out of here! This volcano's going to blow!"
But that wasn't what truly terrified Hiccup. It was the soft voice of the Windwalker whispering his first words into Hiccup's ear.
"Desert,"
whispered the Windwalker.
"Desert."